Well, good morning, everybody. Today, our gospel on this Feast of the Ascension reminds us of the very last action that Jesus did when he was in fleshly form like you and me. The very last thing that he did when he was a flesh person like you and me going up to heaven, before he goes up to heaven, is that he offers a blessing. It said, then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. And if you look at the beautiful mural that is painted above the high altar at St. Joseph here in town, you will see Jesus's right hand out like this, outstretched, giving a blessing. And it's very common in paintings, depictions of the Ascension, that you see this. And that's wise, because this is the last thing that he does while he's on earth like us. And that's pretty wild. Like, I think the last action we ought to think about a little bit. Because if you think about, like, what is a blessed thing? You know, people ask me to bless stuff all the time. And I was trying to think, what's the funniest thing somebody ever asked me to bless? Kids ask me to bless a lot of different things. One had me bless his lunchbox, and then one had me bless his Nintendo when I went and blessed his house. He said, would you please bless this? And but anyway, I mean, a blessed thing is something that is set apart for the purpose of God. And so when I bless a house, which I do a lot, you pray the prayer of the church over this house, and you throw holy water all over it so that it is set aside. It becomes not just a house with walls and a roof, but it becomes a domestic church. It becomes a sanctuary of love and faith, a place of encounter with God. People ask me to bless their crucifix necklaces, you know. It's a piece of jewelry, but when it's blessed, it's set aside for the purpose of God. And people bless my car. Well, bless the car. It's set aside so that everything that that car does, everywhere that it takes the person, is for the glory of God. It's kind of neat, like, to think about all the blessed stuff that we have as Catholics. But isn't that like what Jesus is doing right before he ascends? He begins kind of takeoff, and then he looks at all of the faithful people, all the disciples, and he blesses them. He sets them aside for the purpose of God. They become his emissaries. They become his saints. They become his evangelists. They become his martyrs. They become these people set aside for the service of God. And maybe there was a temptation in their lives sometimes to kind of be a normal Joe and live by the world. But then they would remember, no, because I'm set aside, I can't live like everybody else. I live by the precepts of God. I've lived by the commandments of God. And I'm happy to do so. And I'm happy to be chosen, to be set aside for the purpose of God and the salvation of this world and souls in it. And you folks, like, that's us, right? By our baptism, which is kind of like the ultimate blessing, just imagine Jesus on his way from ascension, and he looks at us and he blesses us and he says, now I set you aside, which is what happens in our baptism. I set you aside so that your life will not be about you, so that your life will be about the glorification of the Father, that your life will be about the salvation of souls and the salvation of this whole bloody and broken world. And that's our job. Maybe sometimes we have that similar temptation, just want to be like an average guy and not live by the high calling that we've been given. But then we remember, no, we have the honor, the joy, the privilege of being God's people. and we get to contribute as such to the salvation of the whole world. It's awesome. You know, it's just amazing what God does. Another example is Sunday, Sabbath. It's a holy day. It's a blessed day. It's a day set aside for all the other days. And just like that, like that's what we are. We're set aside for God's purposes. And let's pray that we will always live up to that. The Ascension always reminds me, every time I look at that painting at St. Joe, I think, God is calling me higher. He's calling me to a higher way of life. And He gives me the grace through the sacraments to do that. And the ultimate place that God is calling us is heaven. The heights of heaven. And we can only get there in our Lord. And so, praise our Lord that we have been blessed by Him. And let us pray that we will always live up to our calling. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.